takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Lisa.
When he came on stage, I wept.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Go ahead. Give me your bell, sir. I'm ready. Recording.
I know. I'm just now waiting. Okay. So, anyway. This bell. Bell sucks.
Bell sucks.
Bell sucks. Right. Now, I have the same bell at my job, and okay. I've explained before that I used bells at my job, and I'm the bell guy at my job, I guess.
I know.
So, anyway, I used the larger bell yesterday. Thank you very much. I used the larger bell yesterday. We had our accountant come in, and after we always tease him because he starts talking about accounting principles and
a fun guy.
It's very funny though, because like, you know, he'll go on and on about it and stuff, and it's just like, all right, we're done. So I started ringing my bell, like bang, 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 the big bell.
Right in front of the guy?
Right in front of him.
That's a great idea.
Oh, it's great. It's great. He's like, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, I'm ringing the bell. So I walked out. My boss comes down the hall. Did we win a big job? And I'm like, oh, no, that's the bell I ring when we win a big job.
Yeah.
So I confused him. I said, no. Actually, the repeated hits of the bell, that was an SOS signal to send somebody in to help me get away from the accountant.
And you said that right in front of the accountant?
Oh, yeah.
You do realize that's the same accountant that we use?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to bring the bell with him.
Audit
center. When I go to do the taxes.
Well, I can't wait to you bring the bell to the IRS.
Oh, I am.
When they call you
up. It's great.
Say,
shut up!
But I realized yesterday that, and Sherry mentioned off the air, that the bell has multi-purposes, and I guess it does. So, like, you know, here I am ringing the bell. My boss is thinking, we're winning big jobs, but really it's an SOS. So I might need a third bell.
Well, I'll get you one.
But yeah, but not this one, because, you know, this one sucks.
No, this one's okay for the radio show.
No, it's not. Look.
Radio show sucks. Bell sucks. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah. You have to do it like
I know.
That.
You got to do it gently.
So then what we'll do
but,
is...
Oh, wait. What, how can the bell of emphasis... That's what it is. My bell.
You only ring it once.
Yeah. But how come I have to daintily hit it?
Hit it daintily.
But I don't want to do that. Like, if it's supposed to be emphasis, you're supposed to go like, bam! Like,
you know what you need? You need a gong.
Yeah.
I want a gong.
A big hangy gong with a big mallet thing.
Bam. It doesn't have to be big. I want a gong.
You can invite JP Morgan, and she could sit in and then wait till you suck. Nobody's... Come on!
Who is that?
Come on!
Who is that? Is that Shecky?
No! Did you ever see the Gong Show? She was like one of the panelists, like all the time. JP Morgan,
Cricket,
Jamie Farr.
Cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was... You're going to hear this, the lull that right after I said it, waiting for the big ha-ha-ha, nothing.
So this is what I want.
This is what I'm going to use this bell for, being that you don't like it. I'm going to take the bell.
No.
Tough
I'd rather hit it daintily than not hit it at all.
We're going to use this when somebody is talking too much and we think the story's over. We're going to make that our gong.
Yeah, but only if it rang. Sherry discovered
it. I have to hit it. Shush. That's it.
Or
pull it up and
no.
All right.
Practice.
Yeah, I know it's not that great.
It's got
but
a snap.
But you know what? It made me decide what else I want. And you're right. You know what? A gong.
You got like, your fucking stopwatch. What else you want?
All right. Well, hold on. Let me. I got more demands here.
I know.
For me to be on this radio show, I've got a little rider. So it's something I need. It's my demand.
Let's just fire him.
You can't.
You don't need a bell.
I hear your demand.
Listen,
I don't care.
I want. All right. First of all, I'm gonna do what you do, and I'm gonna go back on my conversation. The stopwatch itself. Because I was listening to one of the old radio shows, and it's just me saying, I need a stopwatch. Somebody buy me a stopwatch.
I know, you're a real jerk.
But yeah, no, it was a really jerky thing to say.
It is.
But nobody knows the truth of the past.
Go ahead, give yourself.
Is that I would always mention, like, you know, that I use a stopwatch, and I do it for timing of songs and just other things, whatever. But the batteries kept dying on these stopwatches, so I would ask, like, Alicia to, hey, can you go get me a battery or whatever, and, like, nothing worked, you know. But I wasn't asking anyone. I wasn't demanding people to buy me a stopwatch. But, you know, that coffee pot it's isn't. Just,
wow, coffee pot's making an appearance on the Imaginary Radio.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
It's throwing me off.
But anyway, it
sounded she's going through the filter.
Anyway, it sounded like I was being a demanding jerk. Like I need somebody to buy me it. Like because I wasn't going to buy it. Or, but anyway. For my birthday, unbeknownst to both of you, Sherry got me a watch that has a stopwatch.
Oh.
And Brian got me a stopwatch that hooks to a computer.
You did?
Yeah. So now I have multiple stopwatches.
Abundance of stopwatches.
The only thing is, like, I haven't actually figured out how to use them yet. Sherry's watch beeps, like, I think every hour on the hour. And Brian's thing, like, every time I click it, it says, you want to connect to a computer? No, I want to time something.
Oh,
so it's, like, too advanced.
So, long story short, you still don't have a stopwatch.
Probably, but I will learn how to use them. But now I was thinking of other things. Like, yes, I want a gong. I'd like a gong, an 18-inch gong. Like, something about that size.
Get the, if you want to, you want a substitute, Tay? Why don't you get the steel drum of emphasis?
Yeah, the steel drum. No, because that one's, like, it's and it's happy. It's like, boom, 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 I'm happy. No, I want, like, gong, you suck.
Right,
like, you know, that. All right, so that. But then I thought of something else with this bell that
Daisy,
sucks.
Daisy, you're going to hit it wrong.
Right, with the bell that sucks.
Hang on.
You know what I want?
See?
Yeah,
that hard.
I know.
I think you need a bell, but just a deeper one. Like you said.
Well, a gong will be deeper.
A gong will be deeper.
But it's not a bell.
I would like a buzzer. Bzzz. That would
be
cool.
Good. Yeah, that would be effective.
She can get that. She can put that on her computer.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, you know, bzzzt.
Like, to actually get
it.
When you're mad.
Like what you get when, you know, survey says,
yeah.
That's a cool.
Get the game of operation and hit the metal side.
Yeah, the game of operation would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll just touch the funny bone.
Yeah,
and then you'll be ready.
It's a lot of setup. I'd rather just have one little button.
Yeah, I think instead of pulling out the game operation for a buzzer, maybe we should just get one online and just hit a little button.
Yeah.
We can do that, Alicia.
What?
Get his buzzer.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Yeah, give him a buzzer. So
I don't need a buzzer now.
You want it now?
Oh,
I like it.
Go ahead.
But
just give it to him.
Yeah, but...
It's a little long.
That's all right.
But I'll take it.
But we have more.
What's your car alarm?
No.
Window break? Oh, you don't want to hear all these?
Why are you so grumpy?
No, I'm not grumpy. I'm just putting my head down for a second. Go ahead. No, listen to him.
If his head doesn't go down.
Better than anything that's coming out of my mouth.
His head continues to stay square. These aren't buzzers.
Ew.
What's that?
Kiss?
That one.
That sounds like a clown.
It's an air horn, but how pathetic. Anyway, all right, buzzer.
It's fine.
All right, it's fine for today.
Give it to him.
No, I'm not going to give it to him.
Can you just extend it over somewhere here?
What do you need a buzzer for?
Because...
You'll still have to hit daintily, though.
There you go. Now, what do you hit?
Can't smash the phone.
Carefully.
All right, so if somebody has a wrong answer...
Okay. Is Brian a good bass player? There you go. Prom song.
I like it. Let me make sure.
That's it. Take the buzzer away.
What?
Just tape his mouth up.
There we go.
It's better.
Go ahead.
Right.
All
right, work on it, though.
It's Brian Mallory, a good drummer.
No. Right, now we're even.
No.
That's supposed to make the show better.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Band Chatter. When the WAG's not busy writing, recording, and rehearsing, this is what takes place.
Are we going to do the acoustic first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to sit or are we going to stand when we play?
I would love to stand.
Let's stand.
Yes.
But can you though? You have
I got a strap. Yeah. I've actually been playing my acoustic standing up a lot lately.
I would love to do
so,
that.
So, Yes.
I'd so much rather stand when I sing.
All right, you know, we should probably take this vote with Brian and
Okay.
All right, motion passed.
All right, yes.
Awesome.
Brian, we just voted something.
I know. I know.
Did you hear?
I will.
No, we're not actually going to tell you.
At this benefit, I was asking if we should stand.
Yeah, we're going to stand.
Yep, let's stand.
It Dan's like, we should stand from now on.
Well, maybe not from now on, but let's stand more.
It depends on the venue, but I so much prefer
Let's stand more.
Okay, now we're going to fast forward till after the show that we were going to stand up at.
I'm never standing up and playing acoustic guitar ever again.
It's on tape.
Ever. Is it on tape?
It's on tape.
Ever. Never again.
This has been another episode of Band Chatter. To hear which songs make it out of band practice and are actually recorded, please visit www.thewagband.com.
You'll like this story. How much I do research into buying things. My friend had a car. It was a car, it was a Bronco. It was a Ford Bronco. Brian hates the fact that I don't
research
anything. He's like, hey, I got a Ford Bronco for sale. It's over there. And I looked at it and said, how much? You know, whatever. $1,000. All right, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Boom, boom, boom. We did some paperwork. Here's the title. I went, you know, I didn't even take it. I was leaving the parking lot. I'll go do all the paperwork. We did all the paperwork with it. I came back to drive it home. I had somebody drive me to work to drive it home. I got in the car as a stick. I'm like, I don't have to drive a stick.
You didn't even look?
No! I didn't have a stick! I got in a car. I'm like, okay, time to take this baby home. I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy.
What'd you do?
I drove it home.
Did you blow
all the way?
No. I mean, I'm not going to say it was the smoothest ride in the world. That's for sure. But yeah, I'm just like, okay, you know, I understood the concept behind it. So I'm like, all right.
No, I don't. I'm not coordinated enough to do that whole like left right foot thing. Like one foot working is enough.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
I got it home. That's how I learned how to drive a stick. And then when I got my baby, my Hyundai baby, we got a manual because it just, you don't have to worry about transmissions or anything like that.
And my dad had a vet, and he told me it was a stick for the longest time.
Oh, so you wouldn't drive it?
Yeah, I guess so. That's right.
And now for some music from The Wag.
Okay, so I was in high school. I think I was probably like a junior or senior. I had this giant crush on a substitute teacher. Because, you know, substitute teachers are only like
three years older than
you or whatever. So I'm standing on this like kind of hill sort of thing with my friends and my sister. And I happened to be standing on a patch of ice, unknowingly. Mm-hmm. I think I was standing on top of like a snow with ice underneath it. And of course, he comes out behind me. And I didn't see him come out behind me. And he was like, you know, "Hey, Withers," which is what he always called me. There's a few people on this planet that call me that. But he's like, "Hey, Withers." And I'm like, "Oh, hey." And as I turned around to look at him, my feet just went out from under me. And I went forward. So my knee landed on, like, on right on top of the ice. Like, that was the first thing that went down. My face in the snow, in the ice, in the whatever. And he's like, "Oh," and he's trying not to laugh. And my sister tells me he's got his hand, you know, his mouth behind his hand. And he's like, "Hmm." And he goes, "You better go home and put some ice on that." And my response?
I already did.
Two tears streaming down my face. Yes.
Oh,
and I refused to get up until he went down the street and into his car.
Poor thing.
Oh, man.
It was pretty bad. That was pretty bad. But I have a tendency to be very clumsy around people that I like. It just happens to be a thing. No, I mean, like, that I have, like, a crush on. Cause, well, when I was young, anyway. Like, I'm old now, but...
Apparently, I have a crush on everybody in the world.
Oh.
Only if you're clumsy around people that you have a crush on. But, no, I actually have another funny story. I was in the Roy Rogers in New York City with a whole bunch of people, and the guy that I had a crush on happened to be standing there, and he was waiting for me, which was odd because we weren't really friends, but you know, I thought maybe he'd like me too or whatever. So he was waiting for me, and I don't know if you guys know this story, you probably don't, but they have seating upstairs, so you have to go up like these two, there's like, you know, six steps, a little landing, and then six more steps. Well, I'm walking up the stairs with my tray, and I get to like the second to last step, and I tripped.
Oh god.
And he's right next to me. I tripped and I started to stumble forward, and I caught myself, however, there was a wall kind of right
you
in front of me.
On the wall.
So I caught myself as my tray went up the wall and everything spilled everywhere, all over me, all over the floor. And the only thing I could think of to do was to sit on the floor against the wall and cry because I was mortified. It was like the worst moment of my life. I was like, "I can't believe that just happened." Yeah. And I'm looking at the French fries and the soda all around. Yeah, it was.
Oh my god. Yikes.
Yeah. This is my life.
That's bad. I have a falling down story.
Oh.
I have two. I very rarely fall down. I'm like a weeble.
But when you do, it's a long way down.
When I do, it's a long way, yeah. But I'm very good at, like, you know, I'll stumble a lot. A lot. I'll do that dance, and I'll be dancing for, like, 30 seconds. But I'll catch it. I'll catch myself. But the last two times were very memorable, because, like, I don't know, the last two times I fell spanned 15, 20 years. So like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No.
Oh.
The last time I fell was like 2 or 3 years ago here, and then the time before that was like 15.
The kite climb
the
was
kite.
Not 15 years ago.
I thought you were
going
to tell the whole kite
story. Oh, that's right.
The famous
kite
story.
There are
so the three times you fell span.
Three times
years.
In the last 20 years probably I've fallen, and they're doozies.
Go.
Chronologically?
Please.
All right, chronologically, I was like 17, and I was leaving a friend's house, and the mother of the friend said, "Hey, just watch out. It's just really icy. You know, don't fall." And I said, "Don't worry. I'm not going to sue you." She closed the door. I turned around. I fell down. And I hit my head. And it was like, it was that quick.
Wow.
And I was laying down, and I was so embarrassed after what I just said. I got up and like I ran to my car. I'm like, but my head hurt and everything. It was bad. So don't ever say that, because I said it. And then I don't know. Flash forward 10 years ago. Ten years after that incident, and I don't know somewhere, whatever.
You hit your head a little hard.
Maybe I did. But then I was out at a park flying a kite. Flying a kite.
Me and you and Ken and Janine and who else? Anybody?
Maybe Bill. I don't know. But anyway, I'm flying a kite and I'm running and there's a big hole in the ground at the park.
But you couldn't see it. Nobody could see it.
Nobody saw it. And I'm running and like my foot goes right in it and down I go.
Ken and I were playing frisbee. We were throwing frisbee back and forth. And 1 minute you were there and the next minute you were gone. Because you were laying in the hole.
It was the
went down so quick. I don't even know what happened. I tried to brace my fall, messed up my wrists. Like, I was like, just, it was just bad.
And I went over to him and I said, Brian, what happened? And he looks up and he goes, I fell down.
My ankle, twisted my ankle. It was just ugly sight.
Oh, my God, it was so funny.
You know, first I fly to kind of get tangled in a tree. They called me Charlie Brown. It was just it was a bad day all around. And I finally got the kite up high enough. But no, then I had to fall down. Kite stayed up for a little while. No, I did not.
Kite up, Brian down.
Exactly. And then the last time I fell must have been 2 years.
It happened to Benjamin Franklin, too.
I guess. Except he got electricity out of it. I got nothing. The last time, 2 years ago,
she
maybe?
She got a good laugh out of it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And she got a good laugh out of the other one, too. A couple years ago, we're in the music room, and Alicia's behind the keyboard. It's just Alicia and I were practicing, and I said something smart at her, and I knew that I was going to get hit.
So I started chasing her.
But the good thing was that, like, she's behind the keyboard. It takes a little bit to get out of the keyboard. I could put down the bass quicker than she can get out of the keyboard. So I put down the bass quick, made a run for the door. I had enough time. And now I know I can only go as far as the furthest room in the house, but I figured once you get there, then I win.
You're safe.
But you could have run out the door.
I could have.
Actually, you could have run out right there.
I probably could have. But instead, I decided, well, I know where I'm going. I'm going all to the furthest end of the room, the house, and then I'm going to touch the wall, and I'm safe. That's what you do when you're a kid. And I'm not a kid, though.
Oh.
So I bolt out of the room. I got into the mud room, which is tile. And then I got to the dining room, which is wood. But I'm going fast, and I'm wearing socks. I slipped, slid into home base, hit the table, candles come down on me.
Oh, glass breaks.
Glass breaks.
Oh, my God.
I hit the ground so hard, I thought I busted my hip.
Because he came out like this.
Hit that?
There's a scratch on the floor, too. Landed here, and all of a sudden, he ended up... It was like this.
Oh,
on the wall.
My God.
And I slid into the wall. My feet hit the table and stuff. And Alicia comes out and she's like laughing because, like, she caught me.
I'm laughing and crying at the same time.
I didn't move because I'm like, I think I broke every bone in my body. Yeah, like, I came down that hard. I'm like, I got to stay. I can't move. Let me just recover from this humiliation and pain. And it turns out I was fine. I had some bruising.
But I didn't hit you.
No, you didn't. Well, I got what I deserved for that comment. But I learned. I made an important rule for myself that I cannot run anymore in the house.
He's not allowed to.
Because I fall down.
So the smart comments have lessened a little bit.
Yeah.
No running in the hallway.
I still think them. Yeah, I can't run in the hallway.
The last time I fell down was at our show. At Red. We're playing upstairs at Red.
Yeah.
And me and Alicia were in the audience.
Oh, that was a bad one.
Me and Alicia will go in the audience, and she'll shake, and I'll bop, bop, bop with the tambourine, and I'm running back on stage, and I just missed, because it has a step down.
Oh, no.
In the middle, it's right in front of Brian, and Brian didn't care if I was okay. He was upset that I missed the beat. And we're just shaking the tambourine, like, and then I had to get up and make it, like, you can't make it look cool. So you can't make it look cool, and then you get up and you're shaking a tambourine. Like, if you're shaking a tambourine, it doesn't look cool. When you fall down shaking a tambourine, or a tambourine, it's just not good. That's the last time
you fell hard, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just looked at you.
Brian just said it because I fell right in front of him.
You probably were making that face.
I probably. I'm like, that's great. That's just great.
Was there anybody there anyway, though?
There were people there. It was a good night. And
was it?
And Brian decided to make a little... scene.
I mean, a splash.
Yeah.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
You know what would help our audience is if we had a famous guest.
I'm famous.
You are? You are.
I'm famous in my bedroom.
Oh,
I didn't mean to go in the
way it
happened.
Holy
my house. No, where's the buzzer?
Wow.
I mean, in my house. Now my face is gonna get red again. I'm horrible.
Mama Wilcar.
Where is Ted McGinley? We need Ted McGinley.
Well, I found Lisa's clip for the intro to the show.
Oh, I know. Wow. You certainly did. Holy moly. That's good.
Anyway, yeah, no, we need more Chopra.
That's horrible. You have to edit that out because I didn't mean it the way it sounded. I meant in the only place where I'm completely okay. I'm famous in my car. How's that? Is that better?
Okay.
That's another place I'm always by myself. I'm famous in my own brain.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Sorry, please continue.
Okay, the Alamo. There was something at the Alamo, or they found about the Alamo, a piece of paper, a document, whatever, and they were it was contention of, was it real, was it fake? They didn't know, so they had to call in an Alamo expert. So who did they call? Take a guess.
Alan Alda?
No, no.
I don't know. Who would they... That was good.
Not Alan Alda.
Oh, I don't know. Who would they have called?
Phil Collins.
Okay. Why?
Because apparently he is like a complete expert on the Alamo.
He has the
biggest Alamo collection in Switzerland or wherever he lives, but in the world, like, and they had a problem with this, whatever it was. I wish I had the article. And they're like, well, we have to call Phil Collins. We have to call Phil Collins right now. And then I was like, what? And then, yeah, it turns out that's all this guy does. I mean, that and the whole Genesis thing, but he collects Alamo stuff, and he's easily an expert on it. Wow. He knows everything there is to know about the Alamo. And I was just like, that's the last person I would have called. I just think it's interesting that famous people have
obsessions
like to that degree, and then you don't know about it. Like, it's just something odd. You know, like Gina Davis, you know, I didn't know anything about Archer. Gina Davis, and then suddenly she's in the Olympics. I'm like, for what?
She was in it, really?
Yeah, she's like this. She's really good, and I thought it was just interesting.
Wow,
like, you know, yeah.
That's great.
To me, it's just everybody has their thing, and you just don't know what it is. That's
maybe.
It's not the best thing.
Well, you know what? Like, what about you? What would you do if you had the opportunity to do something else?
He would play piano.
I'd watch I Dream of Jeannie incessantly. Oh. Like, what if there was a problem? Like, okay, we found new film. We found the Babushka's Lady's film to the Kennedy assassination. Oh. And we have it at the sixth floor museum. Who do we call to authenticate this? Get Tina Turner on the phone. She knows everything.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook.
All right, what are we going to do now?
We're going to do Brian O's musical quiz.
Oh, the quiz again. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So I'm going to go over the the rules real quick. Okay, I'm going to ask people musical questions. It's going to go around the horn. If you get it correctly, you get a bell ring. If you get it wrong, you get a buzzer. And the winner of the game will be called the champ. This week, I believe, Brian, I think you are the reigning champ.
I am the reigning champ.
Yeah, so we'll refer to you as...
hold my belt.
We will see if you can hold the title. Now, I picked a lifeline for the last game, mm-hmm. and that lifeline is still in the mix. But as the champ, you get to also pick a lifeline.
I have a lifeline.
You have one in mind?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to share it, or you want to keep it as a surprise?
No, keep it as a surprise.
Okay, so if Sherry needs to call somebody, we can both tell her the two lifelines we had in mind.
And then she can pick between the two.
If she wants to use it.
That's fair enough.
What if they're the same?
Then Brian and I are on the same wavelength.
And
that's it. She only gets one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
That's that. So, real quick.
What's my lifelines in the room?
I don't know. What if it's me? Maybe.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, if you get it wrong, if you're going humming, humming, hum too long, whatever, and I'll just buzz you, because that's how I roll.
That's how you roll.
All right. Now this week's game is a little bit different. This one is song characters. Okay, now I don't have an example for you, but I'm gonna just say a line in the song, and you got to tell me the name of the character in the song.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God.
Now last time we started with Alicia. So this time we're going to start with Alicia again.
Thank God I have a chance to be in twice.
All right. Are we ready to play? Oh, wait. Let's meet our contestants. We have Alicia.
Yay.
You want to say something about yourself?
I love my job.
Okay, there you go. Brian, anything? Any words of wisdom? I'm sorry. Champ?
Champ, thank you. No, I'm fine.
You're fine?
As reigning champ, I am champ.
Okay.
Are you wearing your tiara?
And enjoy my position as said such.
Okay. Now, Sherry, if you were a fruit, what fruit would you be?
Certainly not a cherry.
I'd be a fresh fruit.
A fresh fruit. Ah, oh, very good, very good. See, I didn't give Sherry a chance. She had to pick from something. Okay, all right. First question, here we go.
Go ahead.
Alicia, who died in a church and was buried along with her name?
Eleanor Rigby.
Oh. Nobody came.
Eleanor Rigby.
Correct.
She gets the easy ones.
Brian, who is badder than old King Kong and meaner than a junkyard dog?
Bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Correct.
Oh,
Sherry.
And champ to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is correct. He is champ. By the way, if I run out of questions, you guys win.
Sherry, you're going to give me the hardest question.
Yeah. Ready?
Sherry.
I'm ready to lose.
Okay, here we go. Sherry, who is ground control trying to contact?
Major Tom.
Correct.
Yay!
Very good. Alicia, Domo Arigato.
Mr. Arigato.
Correct. Wow, you guys are good. You guys are good. Champ. who is talking with Davey, who is still in the Navy and probably will be for life?
The piano man. Oh, no. Wrong. I said it wrong.
Chan.
You're wrong.
He's out. Yeah. Okay, and we
You're
continue.
Wrong. You're wrong.
The champ is out. Don't say the answer. All right. Sherry, you saw her name and number on the wall.
You might want to give a little bit more than that. Not the obvious.
No, I think that might be it.
Number on the wall.
That's a hard one, you think?
You need to give a little bit more
no,
than that.
No.
I think I'm
You're
buzzed.
Wrong. You're wrong.
I'm sorry, Sherry. You're out of time. The champ this week.
Oh, I still need to be asked a question, don't I?
No, I started with you.
Oh.
So you are the champ. Now, nobody used a lifeline, which is very interesting. We're going to have to get to that in the next quiz, perhaps. Now, on behalf of Brian O's Musical Quiz, I would just like to say, please spay and neuter your pets, and have a wonderful week. That is all.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.